Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So we kicked off the week with talking about Monday on the sales tax exemption. So
right.
If any of you all have questions about that, if you schedule or you have that Schedule F, then you need to contact.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. If you've got questions about that sales tax exemption, pick up the phone, call your extension agent. We can help you out with that one, okay?
January 1st is the deadline.
Sure, sure.
So today, though, we're talking about another important aspect of farming. It's fertilizer prices.
Yeah, a lot of farmers are talking about that, aren't they? I'm sure you've heard about it at your dinner table.
Yes, and I actually saw a lot of people, one particular farmer I've talked to who's like, you know, from March to now, it's crazy. So talk to us a little bit more about these fertilizer prices. How are they looking for 2022?
They're high.
Very high. Do people really quote you for fertilizer prices now?
They just ask me, you know, what are we going to do? And be honest, because so I can help people budget, I will call some of the different folks, and I don't ask them to give me their, you know, price, okay? I just say, put me in the ballpark so that I can help folks budget,
yes.
All right? Because I'm not going to get into any of my friends that are in the farm input business. I don't want to, you know, undercut them or that kind of stuff. I just want to know so I can do that. So I do keep up with the prices on that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so they're really high. So as far as recommendations to help with livestock producers, talk to us about that.
All right. So, you know, I guess the knee-jerk reaction is, I'm not going to put out any. All right. So let's think about this.
Logically.
Let's make a plan, all right? The first thing I think we need to do is we need to make sure to pull that soil test. You know, those soil tests are very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm, very.
In most counties, in some counties they're free. In most counties they're way less than $15.
Yes.
So that's going to be the easiest money you spend, the cheapest money you spend. Let's get a look at that soil test. And the first thing I want to make sure, Kristen, is that my pH is where it needs to be. Because lime is the cheapest agriculture input that we can purchase. So, and if that pH is out of whack, we're not going to get proper uptake
of the nutrients.
All right, so there's no sense in spreading them if we're not going to get uptake of the nutrients by the plant. So soil test, correct the pH. That's going to be step one.
Got it.
Step two for me is let's take care of the weeds in these pasture and hay fields.
So that way that they don't take all the other nutrients.
There you go. I don't care to fertilize grass, but I'm not going to fertilize weeds. Mm-hmm. We can't. We just absolutely can't this year. All right. Third thing, if you don't have a pasture drag or a pasture harrow where you can spread out the manure, and that doesn't make it with any kind of livestock we're going to have, we can spread out those manure piles. I think right now might be a great time to invest in that. Because it's going to spread those piles out, and I know that you could talk to different people, and they say you shouldn't spread that manure out because it spreads internal parasites all over the field. Well, if you do it on a good, warm, bright, sunny day,
it'll go down better.
That's exactly right. It'll cook them.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's
what we want to think about. And to be honest, most of us are doing a pretty good job with our deworming program. You're probably not going to find a lot of worms in piles, but we spread that out and we utilize that free fertilizer. All right.
Free,
yeah. The third thing we need to do is I think we need to set a budget and then battle that budget against what minimums are to be. You can't just quit fertilizing. And, you know, because you do have removal rates and things of that nature. But we need to be much more pinpointed in our fertilizer application. And I think that's why instead of using walking in and say we want a complete fertilizer like a 20-20-20 or 19-19-19 or a 10-10-10, we need to balance it by the nutrient. So I want you to think about that in terms of, you know, putting out a balanced diet for your hay and your pasture and your forages. Folks, I know there is a lot to talk about, from soil testing to budgeting to weed management and all that thing. And we're here to help you. The Extension Service is here to help you. Fertilizer prices are high. We want to help you to make the most of that fertilizer dollar. Give us a call. Let us help you.
Chris, thank you for all that information today about the fertilizer plans, especially for 2022. Make sure you come back here with us tomorrow and each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.